Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi officials say Islamic State militants launched two chemical attacks near the northern city of Kirkuk, killing a three-year-old girl, wounding 600 people, and causing hundreds more to flee. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi vowed to retaliate against the Islamic State for the attack. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United Nations-sponsored peace talks on Syria should go ahead as planned tomorrow, despite what he called perceived truce violations by the Syrian government. Here is State Department spokesman John Kirby.
Now, these are clear violations of the cessation of hostilities and of the expressed commitment by the Assad regime to the United States and Russia as ceasefire task force co-chairs to provide full humanitarian access and to abide by the cessation of hostilities.
Meantime, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mualim says the Syrian government remains committed to the ceasefire agreement, but its delegation to the peace talk, he says, will only wait 24 hours for the opposition delegation to arrive for those talks. The spokesman for Angola's main opposition party, that's the National Union for the Total Independence of Angola, says a majority of the Angolans are skeptical about President Eduardo dos Santos's pronouncement that he would not seek re-election after his term expires in 2017. He's been in power for 37 years and gave no indication why he's quitting national politics. UNITA's spokesman says it appears the announcement is a calculated attempt by the president to divert attention away from the public on the dismal performance of the economy and the government's handling of their affairs. This is VOA News. A 10-year-old Palestinian boy and a 6-year-old girl died in the latest Israeli missile strike in Hamas-controlled Gaza. Authorities are saying the children died after missile fragments hit their home near a training camp. The Israeli military said it launched retaliatory rocket strikes against 4 Hamas militant training camps. Officials say no one was hurt by the rockets. A group of European vacationers to the Greek islands have started helping asylum seekers who are there from the Middle East. Jamie Detmer has more from northern Greece.
There are now an estimated 16,000 war refugees and migrants, most fleeing conflict in Syria and Iraq, trapped on Greece's border with Macedonia. The Macedonians have shut the border at Idomeni, and conditions are worsening here by the day. Even so, there are far fewer volunteers at Idomeni to help the refugees than last summer, when European vacationers switched from being holidaymakers and became informal relief workers. Jana Rickard is 23 years old and from Germany.
We came down here to support refugees. We're from a group that drives down the Balkan route, carrying donations. And we have transported food with us as well, but the last days we were always giving out tea. This creates a community.
They are critical of the established NGOs, accusing them of being hidebound and too bureaucratic. Jamie Detmer, Idomeni, in northern Greece.
In U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is blaming Democrat Bernie Sanders and his supporters for what he says was a planned disruption that forced him to cancel a Chicago rally on Friday night. Trump spoke on Saturday about what's driving his supporters.
They're fed up with the stupidity in Washington. They're fed up with the stupidity of trade deals and labor deals. They're fed up with the fact that they haven't had an increase in the last 12 years, if you can believe it.
And Republicans in Washington, D.C. held a convention Saturday that has basically the same effect as a primary. Washington Republican Party leader Joe Brookman spoke with VOA about why large numbers of Republicans show up to vote in a city where Democrats dominate the local political scene.
I think it has to do with where the election is and the candidates are at the moment. People want to come out and support their views, so it's really endorsing who they believe and what they believe.
For the Democrats, presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is far out in front in the delegate count ahead of Bernie Sanders, who says he is relying on big support by young voters to keep his candidacy strong. 5 states, key states, hold primaries on Tuesday, including Florida, Illinois, and Ohio. They are winner-take-all states, meaning the top finisher gets all the delegates.
That's the latest world news from VOA.